Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, and welcome to a World of Stories online podcast series. My name is Stephen Butler, and I'm your guide through this big celebration of books. And today, we are talking about Flying Fergus by Chris Hoy. Now, this is the first in a fantastically fun, magical cycling adventure series from Sir Chris Hoy. Fergus Hamilton, a boy who always dreams big, gets a rusty old bike for his 9th birthday from his mum and granddad. It's not the flashy Sullivan Swift he'd longed for, but when it's all cleaned up and he takes it for a test run, he discovers something amazing. When the pedals turn backwards, Fergus and his dog Chimp are magically transported to Nevermore, a land where cycling is banned by the wicked King Wobegot. And here is an excerpt from that story read by Sir Chris Hoy himself. Enjoy.
Fergus Hamilton was an ordinary 8-year-old boy. He liked football, when his team won, fish fingers and chocolate cake, only not on the same plate, and his dog Chimp, when he wasn't eating socks or chewing the stairs. He didn't like broccoli, but he ate it, or homework, but he did it, or the way his mum left lipstick on his cheek when she kissed him goodnight, but he didn't complain. Yes, he was ordinary in almost every way, except one. Because, for a small boy, Fergus Hamilton had an extraordinarily big imagination. Some days he imagined he lived in an enormous underground lair, with 57 bedrooms and a hover car, and a butler to serve him lemonade whenever he wanted it, instead of in a flat above his grandpa's junk shop on Napier Street. Some days he imagined he could build a time machine out of a vacuum cleaner, like Captain Gadget, his favourite comic book superhero. Then he could defeat his own arch nemesis Wesley Wallace, who didn't have a hover car, but his house was massive, and he definitely was allowed lemonade whenever he wanted. Some days he imagined Chimp was a sleek and well-mannered pedigree hound who could sniff out buried treasure and catch criminals, instead of being a mongrel with matted fur and a tendency to dig for bones in the carpet. But mostly, he imagined he was the most brilliant boy cyclist in the whole wide world. Because if there was one thing he liked more than football, or chocolate cake, or even Chimp, especially when he was chewing Fergus's socks, it was cycling. And on this particular wet Friday afternoon, his nose pressed against the glass of Wallace's wheels, Fergus was imagining he was Steve Spokes Sullivan, champion cyclist, world record holder, and the brains behind the Sullivan Swift. The Swift had 24 gears, hydraulic brakes, and state-of-the-art suspension, and was, without doubt, the most beautiful bike Fergus had ever seen. He imagined shooting down Craigmount Hill on it, so fast he would feel the wind taking his breath away. He imagined careering up a ramp and then taking to the air for a few short seconds of flight that would feel like minutes. Most of all, he imagined hopping out of his bed tomorrow morning, on his birthday, seeing an enormous parcel in the front room, and unwrapping it to find a Swift inside, along with a new helmet, gloves, and a special racing jersey. Then he might, just might, be able to join Wallace's winners, the best cycling team in the city, who had come first in the Great Cycle Challenge 5 years running. Fergus wasn't keen on the fact they were coached by Choppy Wallace, former district champion, owner of Wallace's Wheels, and father of Wesley. And he was especially not keen on the fact that Wesley was their number one racer. But if it meant getting a step closer to being like Spokes, then Fergus knew he had to get on that team. "In your dreams, loser," said a voice behind him. Fergus jumped and turned to see Wesley Wallace whiz past on the latest and most expensive edition of the bike, the Swift Superior. Wesley used to have a Swift Elite, but it got scratched from being dumped on the pavement all the time, so his dad had given him a new, even better one. Fergus's dad wasn't a cycling champion, or any kind of champion. Fergus didn't actually know what his dad was, because he disappeared before Fergus was born. Sometimes Fergus liked to imagine his dad had been kidnapped by aliens. Sometimes he thought he might be working undercover as a secret agent. And sometimes his grandpa said his dad had got trapped in a parallel universe called Nevermore, fighting a duel with the dreaded King Wobegot. But Mum said he'd probably just moved to Kilmarnock, and to stop filling Fergus's head with far-fetched stories, because there were enough in there already. Fergus sighed as he sat back down in the saddle of his rusty but trusty bike, Old Faithful, and began pedalling back down Napier Street towards home. Wesley may be annoying, he thought, but he was right. It was never going to happen. He was never going to make Wallace's winners, and he was never, never, never going to be like Spoke Sullivan. Not on this old thing, anyway. Old Faithful may be trusty, but she was way too old and way too small. He'd had her since he was just a wee boy, so now every time he turned the pedals, his knees knocked his elbows and his elbows stuck out like chicken wings. And there was no way he could do a wheelie or a bunny hop without getting tossed over the handlebars or tangled in the spokes. It was no good, Fergus decided. He needed a Swift, and he needed it now.
So there we have it. I really, really enjoyed that. And actually, I quite fancy going out for a bike ride now. But if you're in the mood for reading something a little different, why don't you check out the other wonderful books in this World of Stories online podcast series? All you need to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com, where you can find lots of other podcasts and all the recommended books and stories for you to explore there. I hope you have a very lovely time. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
Jibber Jabber Production. JIBBA. JABBA.